This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Two more men have been arrested and charged for child pornography in Bethel. A state grand jury indicted 63-year-old Joseph Kashtuk on 5 counts of possession of child pornography. Gabriel Stone, 28 years old, was also charged with 5 counts of child pornography possession on top of 6 counts of producing pornography featuring a minor. The grand jury charges state Kashtuk knowingly possessed or viewed child pornography between January and June of 2019. Kashtuk's bail was set at $50,000. However, he currently resides at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center in Bethel. Kashtuk faces up to 99 years in prison if convicted. Grand jury charges for Stone say that he produced 6 files of child pornography that depict, quote, the lewd exhibition of a child's genitals. According to the charges, the minor featured in the pornography was 16 years old at the time. The charges state all 6 files of child pornography were produced on November 5th of 2018. Stone is currently at the Goose Creek Correctional Center in Wasilla. He was arrested in Anchorage back in May for another crime. In addition to child pornography charges, Stone is facing charges of assault with a weapon. Stone will be transferred to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center in Bethel before his next court date on February 6th. Kashtuk's omnibus hearing will be on January 23rd. Next, in local option. This Saturday, Bethel's Caribou Traders liquor store will close for the last time. 2 days later, the town will re-enter damp status for the first time since 2009, and there will be new rules residents must follow to avoid breaking the law. Starting Monday, there will be limits on how much alcohol Bethel residents can possess and bring in. You can bring in 10.5 liters of distilled spirits, 24 liters of wine, or 12 gallons of beer. In terms of beer, that's a half keg. If you fly to Bethel with alcohol, you will need to clearly label your luggage as containing alcohol, and you will need to attach an itemized invoice to your baggage. That's if you're bringing in more than 2 liters of wine, a gallon of beer, or a liter of distilled spirits. The state of Alaska will also track how much alcohol you order per month in a database that is inaccessible by the general public. 2 alcohol-related crimes will also have more severe penalties under the local option. Both bootlegging and providing alcohol to a person under the age of 21 will become felonies. But the law will continue to allow purchases of wine and beer at Bethel restaurants. Next, in travel. Raven Airlines says it's experiencing more disruption from a cyber attack than it initially projected. Anchorage television station KTVA reports the Raven Air Group on December 20th experienced what it called a malicious cyber attack on its information technology network. The company canceled some Alaska flights involving Dash 8 aircraft and said passengers could expect more schedule changes. On Monday, the company announced the disruption was worse than initially reported. The company says restoration of systems could take up to a month, and additional flight cancellations and delays are possible for the group's 3 airlines, Raven Air Alaska, Penn Air, and Raven Air Connect. Next, in philanthropy. The 4th annual Bethel Gives campaign raised tens of thousands of dollars for Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta nonprofits. The combination of individual and corporate donations contributed more than $45,000, the highest amount in the campaign's history. The money will be divided between 11 regional nonprofits, including KYUK. The Bethel Gives campaign ran November through December. It's a local take on the National Giving Tuesday campaign that follows Thanksgiving and encourages people to donate to local organizations during the holiday and winter season. And finally, the first baby of 2020 born in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Hospital arrived a few hours after the new decade began. Casey Riley Lydia Moses arrived at 3:47 a.m. on January 1st, according to YKHC. She was born to parents Larissa Yvonne and Nathaniel Moses of Akiachuk. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukton coming up.